34. And there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said to them, If any man come to me that loves his father, mother, brethren, or sisters more than me, is not worthy of me. And he that loves son, daughter, or wife, yea, and his own life also more than me, is not worthy of me. He cannot be my disciple. And he that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me, and cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sits not down first and consults whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an embassage and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsakes not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Then drew near to him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. And he spoke this parable to them, saying, How think you, if a man of you have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and goes into the mountains, and seeks after that which is lost, until he find it? And if so be that he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders, and verily I say to you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me! For I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it. And when she has found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. And he said, A certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided to them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring here the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother is come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve you, Neither transgressed I at any time your commandment, and yet you never gave me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this your son was come, which has devoured your living with harlots, you have killed for him the fatted calf. And he said to him, Son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. And he said also to his disciples, There was a certain rich man, which had a steward, and the same was accused to him that he had wasted his goods. And he called to him, and said to him, How is it that I hear this of you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you may be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord takes away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors to him, and said to the first, How much owe you to my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, Take your bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, How much owe you? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, Take your bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say to you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that, when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said to them, You are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and sees Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us which would come from there. Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham says to him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And the apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, Be you plucked up by the root, and be you planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say to him by and by, when he has come from the field, Go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say to him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird yourself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward you shall eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise you, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.